Co. Thank you, President. 16 years ago, we created this council with the aim of strengthening the promotion and protection of human rights throughout the world. Over the past 16 years, we have achieved tangible progress, such as recognising the right to a clean, healthy and sustainable environment, the adoption of the guiding principles on business and human rights, and the creation of the mandate on the independent expert on SOGI, and the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on Human Rights and Climate Change. We have also paid more attention to the needs of specific groups such as children, women, persons with disabilities, migrants, amongst others. The Special Rapporteurs have provided us with many recommendations for addressing priorities, and we now have a space for dialogue between states, the civil society, the Human Rights Council, and many other stakeholders. But despite this progress, the action of the Council has not always been translated into attention to violations of human rights. We have seen some attempts on backsliding on certain issues such as gender equality and the protection of human rights defenders. So we reach now the 50th session of the Council, so it's time to take stock of the outstanding challenges. Mexico is particularly concerned about the growing polarization and politicization, which makes it harder for us to achieve the Council's ambitious goals. So I'd like to ask the panellists, what do you think are the key areas that need to be strengthened so that the Council can effectively implement its mandate and so that we can avoid increasing